Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Happy birthday to William Shakespeare. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. And if you're listening to this free podcast for the first time, or even if you're a regular listener, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au. You get a free two-week trial. You get to read all the wonderful stuff in the newsletter, access to our portfolios, model portfolios, small caps, large caps, strategy, ETFs, education, you name it, it's there. So we'd love to have you as part of the community. What are you waiting for? All right, well, let's get on, as always, to the scores on the doors. And for the day, the ASX 200 closed up 34.3 points, or 0.45%, 7,683.5. We opened at 7,650.3. We had a high of 7,694.9 and a low of 7,648.5. So a relatively benign trading range today. I have to say it was pretty much in wait and see mode today as we await the slew of the US tech reports. Tesla kicking us off, but no less General Motors as well before the hour. Well, before the market in the US starts, we do have General Motors numbers out. Leading the charge today, bank were the banks. We had CBA up 1.5%, NAB up 1.3%, Westpac and ANZ up around 0.9%. Macquarie did well up 1.2%, insurers better as well. QBE up 1%, Suncorp up 0.6%. So a pretty good day for financials generally. The big bank basket was up 1.3% to $202.84. We also saw the REITs doing okay today. Goodman Group bouncing back 0.8%. We had Centre Group up 1.9%. And Vicinity up 2.1%. So a pretty good day for financials across the board. Industrials not faring quite so well. Wesfarmers down 0.6%. There were some rumours that it was looking to make a takeover offer for Ramsay Healthcare. Ramsay were up 2.9% on the back of that. The rumour was that Wesfarmers don't want their international business. They just want the local stuff. But they would have to take the whole lot and then sell off the bits that they don't want. We did see as well Brambles, third quarter numbers, really disappointing there, 6.3% down. CPU down 1.2% as well, computer share that is. Telstra down 0.3%. Coles and Woolies not doing an awful lot. REA Group up 1.8%. And tech stocks generally better. We had WiseTech up 2.7% and Xero up 1.6%. That All Tech Index having a good day today. That was up 1.2%. today, so not a bad effort from that index. Bit of slippage though, as I said, in industrials. Looking across to resources, well, the resources have held the market up, although certainly one's leading the bounce back in a couple of days ago, but today not such good news. We had South 32 down 1.5%, Pilbara down 1.3%, the iron ore stocks pretty much doing nothing. Fortescue down 0.8, Rio nothing, BHP nothing. The gold miners, though, came under serious pressure as we saw the bullion price crash. I guess it's what we all were waiting for to some extent, because it does have a habit of doing that just when you think it's going to keep on going. And everybody's long, guess what? The cracks appear and there's a massive sell-off. So the trees were well and truly shaken today. We had Newmont down 4.6%, Northern Star down 3.5%, Evolution down 1.5%, Ramelius down 4.4%. You get the idea. Not a good place to be today in golds, but then it's not supposed to be. At the end of the day, you buy golds miners as a hedge, because in theory, when the market goes to custard, at least the gold sector should do okay. So it is a partial hedge. The rest of the market is back doing okay, so it is only natural that we see a little bit of selling in those gold stocks. They're still pretty elevated levels, but the bullion price coming off does not help. Oil and gas down as well. Woodside down 0.7, Santos down 0.4. Coal stocks also eased back. In corporate news today, Seven West Group are in the box seat with Boral. I think 82.4% now of Boral. Seven West up around 2% today. They did all right. Let's just have a quick look. I'm not sure. 2.01% for Seven Group. We also had LIC, which is Lifestyle Communities. Not a good day for them. Down 13.5%. Lower settlements there. So falling 13.5% there. We also saw today Select Harvest. They had some numbers out today in terms of the wet weather there really affecting crops, down 9.5% for that one. And in other news, Plenty lived up to their name today. We had some numbers out there, revenue numbers better than expected, 4.8% higher for Plenty. On the economic front, we had the Judo Services PMI dipping to a two-month low of 54.2. Want to get your name out in the banking world? Stick your name on a services PMI. Usually it's Westpac, etc., Melbourne Institute, but we now have the Judo one. Asian markets mixed again today. Not a lot of direction there. I guess they're waiting as well to see what the US does. But in terms of the markets there, we did see the Tokyo market up 0.3%, China down 0.7%. Hong Kong up 1.7. European markets looking at opening better, around 0.5% better. That follows on, I guess, from the US market action we saw last night. As I said, General Motors numbers out before market. We've also got Renault numbers out, and we've got AkzoNobel numbers out as well this morning. So plenty of happening as we head into the European opening. All right, let's look today, as always, for the winners of the market, the winners and grinners of the market. In the large caps anyway, Cleanaway had a great day. They were Cleanaway. 5 million shares traded, 15.8% higher for them. A very impressive day for them. Mesoblast also having a very impressive day, 13.2%. 13 million shares trading there. HCW as well. They announced a buyback. HCW being HealthCo. They were up 8%, 2 million shares trading there as well. WA1 Resources, 6.6% higher. I did see a little bit of a broker upgrade there. Kogan going well, 5.9% higher, 1 million shares. And Iluka, 5.3% higher, 2 million shares. Mineral Sands and, of course, a little bit of rare earths for Iluka. All right, looking at the losers today in the naughty corner, well and truly in the naughty corner, LIC, that Lifestyle Communities are down 13.5%, 2 million shares traded. OBM also in the doghouse. They had their March quarterly activities and cash flow report. They had a nasty old day today. That's Ora Banda Minerals or Mining, down 9.1% today. EMR Emerald, well, no shining emeralds for them, 6.6% down, 3 million shares traded. Brambles on that third quarter trading update, 6.3% down, 8 million shares. SPR, which is Spartan, they've recently done a capital raise, down 5.5% there, looking a little under pressure, as were CMM, Capricorn, down 5.4%, just under a million shares traded there. Looking at positive sectors today, well, it was banks, financials, REITs, tech, healthcare. In negative sectors, gold miners, lithium and oil and gas, really. We did see a bit of selling, to be honest, in some of the industrial space as well. That big bank basket up to $202.86, up 1.3%. The Alltech index up 1.2%. Gold crashing back to earth, 35.81 in Aussie dollar terms. And we got Bitcoin as gold goes down, Bitcoin going back up. $66,302, a fund token. 10-year yields falling to 4.27. Let me just get you the latest because they haven't stopped trade as yet. We've got 10-year yields, 4.26, and the A-dollar rallying to 64.52. At the moment, Dow futures barely pushing out a ripple on the pond. Last I saw, they were down 7, and NASDAQ futures down around 25 points, but I'll update you when that comes across my screen. In terms of major movers and shakers today that we haven't talked about, Satire, we had a change in substantial holding there. They were up 5.2%. Just a quick Dow futures update. Dow futures down 13 at the moment, which is 0.04%. And we have NASDAQ futures down as well, not an awful lot. currently down 27.75 points. We did see as well today ORN. That was an interesting one today. That was up on the back of quarterly cash flows, ORN. I don't think we ever really talk about ORN, but that is Orion Minerals, 5.6% higher. We had SVM, like a Ronnie Corbett sketch. Sovereign Metals up 7.2%. Graphite expert appointed to the Cassia development team. IVZ, Invictus Energy, they had a rare good day, up 8.5% on a gas sales agreement to deliver power to the Eureka gold mine. And we had Genesis down 4.9% in the beginning. Gold miners down, and PAA, Pharmost, were down as well, 18.9% there. They announced the resignation of Dr. Michael Thun. I think I pronounced that correctly. Select Harvest down 9.5% on a business update. And XAM, Xanadu, well, Olivia Newton-John was not singing today, down 4.2%. They had a coarse ore flotation test result out today. Speculative stock of the day was OSX. That's not an Apple operating system. That was Osteopore, up 139.4% to 39.5 cents. They opened at 29.5 cents. They had a high of 55 cents, a low of that 29.5 cents. Last night they closed at 16.5 cents, and they closed at 39.5 cents on 2 million shares. So a pretty good day for Osteopore. The end reason for the good day, well, they did have a trading halt, pause in trading, after they announced first in-human clinical trials beginning in Singapore. The first patient treated with heparan sulfate and AXO-POR via a high tibial in Singapore at the National University there. All right, let's look at company news in a little more detail. Westpac came out today. Notes half-year NPAT will be reduced by 164 million, a lazy 164 million due to notable items. Brambles, not a good day for them. Trading update, sales growth poor, up 7% at constant FX for the first 9 months of FY24, but they did talk inflationary pressures, which probably didn't do them any good. Northern Star also confirming Q3 gold sold 401,000 ounces. We had Lifestyle Communities, LIC, trading update, 432 new homes settled, contracted or available for settlement before June 30. And we did see Healthco Healthcare announcing that on-market unit buyback of up to $50 million worth. In the economic front, we've got the Australian Services PMI dipping to 54.2. The Composite Output Index climbed to 53.6. Japanese Manufacturing PMI rose to 49.9 in April from 48.2. And we have got Chinese tea bubble maker Sichuan Baicha plunging more than 38% in its trading debut. In other news, Joe Biden has told President Zelensky that weapons will arrive quickly, and electric vehicles, according to the IEA, the International Energy Agency, could account for one in five cars sold this year. General Motors, first cab off the rank, with its first quarter earnings before the market opens on Tuesday. Adjusted earnings per share of $2.15 is what we are looking for, and $41.92 billion. And of course, then we have Tesla later in the session. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. Back again tomorrow.